Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. I want to tell you, here's the headline. Forget Greinke.
Ooh.
Forget Pena. I mean,
they were ooh.
Good. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. They were good last
so
night.
We're going to say forget Greinke and
forget
Pena?
Greinke, yeah.
Wow, I can't
I
wait
signed
to
up for my new electric F-150 this morning.
Electric.
Did you guys
on.
See it? Did you guys see it? Oh, okay. So, because I care about the world... Because I care about the world, these two are giving me the
did
business.
You sign it
I'm
up?
A tree hugger.
Did you sign up with Bitcoin?
No, I didn't sign up with Bitcoin.
Did you pay for it with Bitcoin yet?
No, okay. Because that's crashing. That's crashing
I know.
And burning.
Did you pay for it with that coin that has a dog
I'm
on it?
I'm American, okay? Okay? This is what America does now.
Did you pay for it with Dogecoin?
No, I'm not paying. I didn't do any of that crap. You think I want to lose all that money? No. So here's the deal. Is last night they unveiled the new F-150. Yeah, you got to reserve it. Go to chestankford.com and reserve your spot. What's that? What's the K? Oh, you can't say it on the air? Oh, very nice.
No, I can't say
worst
it on
person,
the air.
He, okay, he takes over, worst person. Oh, yeah. Because I care about the environment. I'm some kind of...
It's not why you're doing it.
Not great guy.
Why are you doing it?
What?
Why are you doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, why are you doing
because
it?
Because it's the future of the world.
Yeah, because this doesn't have anything to do with the environment for you.
Oh, yeah.
What's the real reason?
No, it's cool. I drove an electric Mustang yesterday. It was pretty cool.
What'd you do? What were you doing yesterday?
I went and brought lunch over to Chestang.
Oh, had and some they lunch have with them over there?
They have them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's cool. It is really neat. It's like you're on a golf cart, only like 20 times faster, like 100 times faster.
It's like you're on a golf cart?
Well, you know how a good golf cart, you just take off and it goes?
Yeah.
And it's silent?
That's what it feels like?
That's what it's like, yeah. And it is really, it's really neat. And my new F-150, everybody's going to want to be in it. Okay, but I'm not sure I'm going to give you guys a ride.
Did they give you a chain so you can wrap it around yourself when you're protesting construction on natural habitats, too? Does that come with it as well?
No. No, that doesn't come with it.
Do you get granola as well?
No, you don't get any granola with it. There's no granola bars with it.
Ah, okay. I was wondering. I thought it was this complete package.
All I know is you're going to be going, man, I wish I had one of those. When there's no gas stations left, when we're under the Thunderdome, okay, there's no. But I'm going to be tooling around. Okay, you're going to probably want to. You're going to want to ride.
So let me ask you. It's an F-150, so you have the ability to pull stuff and put stuff in the back. Did they give you like a picket materials? They give you like the signs and the cardboard when you're
the
protesting
stick,
and stuff.
The,
yeah,
no,
does that come with it as well?
No.
What's your horsepower with it? Does it still have a horsepower?
A ton. It is unbelievable.
Does it just have voltage? It's 64 volts.
No.
Do you have a horsepower anymore?
I don't know how the... I don't
Can
know.
You carry anything? Can you put groceries in the back and still get down the street?
Yeah. No, not only that, but you don't have... You have a front.
Me and Dell are just leaning into the ugly American angle.
You don't have a motor anymore in the front, so you could fit two
what
sets
did you
of
say
golf
you have?
Clubs.
What'd
a frunk.
A frunk?
Yeah, it's a front trunk. It's a frunk. And you got the back, the bed for the pickup.
So you have more room.
More? It's unbelievable.
What happens if we have a giant freeze, though?
What? Oh, well. Oh, no. Austin, they said, listen, we're going to make it more comfortable for you when all the electricity goes out.
They
don't
didn't
worry.
Say we're going to prevent you from, a blackout. We're just going to make it more comfortable for you.
What does that mean?
We don't know.
John didn't really read this.
Well, what does it mean?
We'll make it more comfortable.
It was too boring.
When you're in the
read.
Middle of a 12 degree freeze and your power goes out.
I don't know. They're going to give you blankets or something. I don't know.
Who in Austin told us this? What happens to your car when that happens?
That's
same as my hot water heater, same as my tankless water heater.
You just you have it all stored up. Listen, it's like you can go 300 miles. So where are you going? Where I mean, it could take.
Well, let's say you're on like
weeks to
mile. Let's say
how long does this freeze? Like, is this going to be
a week?
A week is fine. You can still get tool around. Absolutely.
Not if you're at 40% on your. Not if you're at 30% on your little truck. Just like if you let your gas run down
then
low.
Then if your freeze is coming, you ought to make sure that you're all electricity'd up.
That's I guess what you so. Do. What if you don't?
Well, then you're dumb.
Your car gets stuck.
Then you're too dumb. Just like all of us were too dumb when the freeze came. Just like that.
Just like hurricane when there's long lines.
No, and you know what? Get a lot of toilet paper, too, before it starts. Because that's what everybody has to do. Make sure you have toilet paper.
And you keep it in your frunk.
Yeah, you can keep it in your
frunk. You keep extra toilet paper in your frunk. You keep a body in the frunk, I suppose.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely, you can. Anyway, so...
do you sneak people into a movie theater, like a drive-in in the old days in the frunk?
Yeah, you can.
Can you sneak people across borders of Canada in a frunk?
I'm pretty sure that'll happen, too.
Seems like an easement. Open your... They won't know. Who's going to say open your engine? They don't know. They think it's like... Where's up? Well, nobody here in this. They don't even know that you don't even have an engine.
Well, and because you know why, too? Because you can have the sound of an engine. You can turn that on, and it sounds like you have a regular car.
You can turn on engine sound?
Yeah, if you miss that part of the drive, you can turn on the engine sound.
Or it can go...
Like some dudes like, look, I'm not driving a car who makes that...
noise.
Yeah.
No, when you reverse...
Yeah,
hold on. That, when you reverse, does it go like this?
No.
Like a golf cart?
No, it doesn't do that like a golf cart. No.
Well, if you wanted to, can you ask for it for extra?
Is there a more professional hitter than Yuli right now in the world?
Yeah, Uncle Mike. But
Uncle Mike is pretty good, too.
Okay, so your electric car is the biggest. The fact that you signed up for one in a year and a half.
Right, I'm going to get it in about a year and a half.
That was the biggest news in Houston.
Yeah. But
the second biggest is Zach Greinke going 8 innings with 89 pitches. This was the greatest Zach Greinke Astro moment I've ever seen.
No.
Even more
game
than the
seven was.
Well, he was just as good. He was unbelievable yesterday.
I mean, it didn't matter what, and he didn't have too many situations.
You hear on the broadcast, they're like, he's thrown 9 different pitches right now. He's thrown like an Ephus, what they're calling a slow curveball. They're having to StatCast on the broadcast was having to read their StatCast in-game research team was having to go through and, you know, they designate pitches. And for everyone else, it's, oh, that's a slider, fastball, curveball. Zach threw so many different pitches.
They
had to come up with one that they had never seen him throw, which was a slow curveball, which is 61 miles an hour. Yeah, but it's not like a typical slurve. His is 61, which is insane, but it's not as Ephus.
It's not an Ephus.
It's not an Ephus. It had the rotation of a curve, and they're like, I guess he just threw a new pitch.
we
have not charted this one yet.
He was wonderful. Wonderful. 10 strikeouts, no walks. Holy crap.
Listen, he was at 39 pitches. I think 39 or 32, 36, something like that. He was at 36 at one point in the third inning.
And that's not, listen, this isn't Seattle that gets no hit every other game. This is the Athletics.
Right.
This is a team that can hit. They can rake.
Zach Greinke averaged less, John, than 10 pitches over the next 5 innings. Less than 10 pitches per inning over the next 5. He was exactly where he wanted to be. They missed a strikeout where he had somebody punched out, and he even did a little, like,
he
couldn't believe it.
His lead.
And the next hit, and the next was a base hit on an infield single.
Yeah.
And Zach was like on the ground going, what? Because you know that guy knows.
And by the way, it was a strike.
Yeah, and he was right.
And by the way, it was a strike.
He was right. He knows the strike zone.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this team is fun until you get to. And Straw had 3 hits. He's up to 236. I know he doesn't. He's 600 OP. He's just below 600 OPS at 589. I know he's terrible. I know everybody hates him. I know. I get it. But you know it that we're bitching about Miles Straw all the time is a real that's a positive.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about him.
No, well,
he's just a bad hitting center field or whatever.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was sure just would be nice.
Just don't let him play 162.
It sure would be nice to have Jose Siri, because now Jose Siri is the is the, you know, he, well, we have to have some Jose Siri at the major league level because we've known him now for a week and he's got, you know, he had 24 RBIs in his first 10 games.
Yeah, so Miles Straw, definitely not the story. I mean, his story was, and Yuli is going to, at least locally, probably not nationally, but Yuli deserves some MVP consideration right now.
Yeah, it's, I know, all Otani. It's all Otani.
Yeah, I get that. But when he gets hurt and when he invariably leaves the field, I mean, he gets hurt too.
Yeah.
He gets hurt. So does, usually it's his arm, but he gets hurt. So does Mike Trout. Yuli doesn't get hurt. Yuli plays.
Yeah.
Yuli's durable.
No, no, no. Well, yeah. And Yuli's, I don't, you know, losing that weight. I guess it was all losing, him losing weight.
Yeah,
I guess
he lost,
that was
15 to 20 pounds.
Highest OPS now on the team.
Yuli's ahead of Yordan?
Yuli's ahead of Yordan. Four, I mean, hits. That is saying something.
Four hits for Yuli, and I got to say, man, that seventh inning was unbelievable. The way that they threw together back-to-back crooked run innings, crooked letter innings, crooked number innings with a three and a three. And in the seventh, it was really fantastic because you had Bregman getting on base with the walk. You had Yuli battling, and then got the base knock with a really long extended at-bat. Yordan hit it hard. Carlos Correa hit it hard. You had three guys hit the ball hard and some really good at-bats in there. Just really good against decent pitchers. And the same thing happened, pitchers, and the same thing happened in the eighth inning. They threw three more up there with some good at-bats.
And that's all Yuli does is double again.
But, I mean, Greinke was just, man, he didn't even let the bullpen screw him over. Yeah. He's like, hey, you tell you what, why don't I go eight? And it was with 89 pitches. They could have given him a chance.
At a complete game. Oh, well, get Emmanuel a little something.
Yeah, no, that's right. Fine.
That's fine. That was just fun. That was just nice to watch. And, you know, the whole world just loves the Astros, so I'm sure everybody was very happy.
They were cheering. They were all cheering
for everybody them. Was cheering. Everybody. Yeah. You know, this is a team that everybody's getting behind.
You can get behind the Astros. I call them America's team.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. You don't think America comes out to see these guys? I mean, on the road this year, they're going to be one of the highest.
I think the numbers are going to show that people come out to watch the Astros.
Yeah, they love the Astros.
And probably cheer for them, I would assume.
America's team. That's what we call them. So that was awesome. And then there was the basketball. I mean, the Memphis game started out like, oh, my gosh. Does San Antonio even want to be here? It was 32-11.
And then San Antonio overtook them.
Yeah.
Took the lead, 41-38.
I mean, it's just... It's unbelievable how up and down.
With the way that the game is played now, there just is not sustained really good basketball from very many teams. Only a few teams will play it. And I don't know. That game bored me. The next game was...
It was a good game.
The next game was a good game. I thought the Lakers did a good job of basically the way Golden State was coming down the court with... You know, potential pick setters on either side of Steph. I thought it was kind of it gave the Lakers a chance to defend him better at the top of the key. A couple times he pulled up with his 35-foot jumpers. One of them went in and out, one of them went in, but that's a real shot for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That's not a crazy snacks or Mason. One of them was yelling about it being a bad shot. I said, you see it go in and out? This is actually not a bad shot for Steph Curry. This is not a.
No.
Steph Curry
other guys,
makes
yeah.
this. Yeah, Steph Curry will make this shot.
Russell Westbrook, bad shot.
Yeah, Steph Curry will make this shot at a rate of probably 35%.
Yeah. and then LeBron drama. LeBron hit the game-winning three-pointer. We will talk about
it. Oh, well, I mean, it was from 30-plus feet also.
Well, I know, but he almost lost his eye doing it.
Well, that was before I thought he was paralyzed when he was rolling around on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that was after, excuse me. So he overcame nearly losing the ability to walk.
He quickly told everyone courtside, I can't see.
I was seeing three rims.
I was seeing three rims. I just shot at the middle one.
Okay, sure.
All right, so we'll hear from him on the other side.
Do we have? Is he okay? Is that a jab?
Was that a jab?
It sounds like it.
It sounds like a jab to me.
Is LeBron going to be okay?
Yeah. We'll see.
What the heroic stuff?
I don't know if he's
going
to be able to go on against the Suns. We'll see. Mm. Mm. But
thoughts and prayers.
Don't give him any more jabs.
SiteJab is a company who handles website development. They're here in Houston. They've been doing this for about 23 years. And when I say website development, it used to just mean building customized websites for you and tricking them out with whatever the latest technology was. But now it really involves so much more. It involves video integration, e-commerce integration. They can handle brand management and logo design and brand design and how you go about taking care of your social media engagement. They can really take care of all the parts of the business that aren't related to your actual business. Everything that involves people getting eyes on your business and the perception of your business based on what you want them to see, that's what SiteJab can help you build. That's a major, major deal. If you're not doing it right, trust me, people in your field are doing it right, and you're going to lose business to them. Get on board with SiteJab, and they will give you the advantage and you the upper hand so that those eyeballs on your site turn into leads, and that's what it's all about. Turning your visitors, turning those eyeballs into leads so that you can make more money for your small and medium-sized business. Make sure that you go to the website, SiteJab.com, sign up for a consultation, and get started with Houston's own SiteJab.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Wallace, let me know if you want me to talk about this story. We can do it. How are we bearing the lead today? Tim Tebow signed with the Jaguars. How does this change the division?
It's so important. This is such an important move. I mean, it's been a long time since we've been able to talk about Tim Tebow. And now ESPN is doing an entire piece on Tim Tebow, mm-hmm. where Mel Kiper's talking about him, Damian Woody, some other dude, another dude with the beard.
Mike Green.
Yeah, whatever.
Greenwell.
They finally, Greenberg? Can we get some Tim Tebow talk on ESPN? I mean, this is what I've been waiting for years, is for ESPN to finally acknowledge Tim Tebow exists. He's an actual player and a guy
hating?
Who has
Why
been
you hate?
No, it's time for ESPN to acknowledge Tim Tebow.
What is the big deal with this? Can somebody tell me?
It's not a big deal at all. It's a broadcaster.
Why does this make people angry? Tebow is one of the
because why
is one of, is not the greatest had, college
hold on,
player
Tim
ever.
Tebow, and I firmly mean this. We live in a time from a broadcast standpoint. We saw it with all the COVID stuff. We saw it with all the Trump stuff. We've seen it with Johnny Manziel. If you've got something that people will click on, click, 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 view, 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 they will lowest hanging fruit you until you just can't take it anymore. That's all networks will talk about. And instead of saying, we're not going to play into this, we're not going to do dumb TV, ESPN will lean into dumb TV. Mm-hmm. Tim Tebow right now as a topic is dumb TV. Who is this for? Who is Tim Tebow signing a one-year deal as a tight end for? It's a comment you can, oh, man, I wonder if he's going to, boy, that's, you know, I wonder if the team's going to look at Urban Meyer as saying, and say, man, what are you doing, Urban Meyer? What could you possibly get out of this? He wasn't a tight end before. This is not even a story. He's 32 years old now.
Well.
This is such a try-hard story, and this is what we get. All Johnny Manziel all the time. All Tim Tebow all the time. We dealt with that in sports, right? In the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Where it's all,
yeah,
Brett Favre. The original was, where's Brett Favre going to go? That was the original.
Well.
And now, look, that's all we deal with now, the same topics. Deshaun Watson has a massage. Or no, not no. They don't do that. They do, where's Deshaun going to go? When is Deshaun going to be free?
Yeah.
That was the first one, right? And they stay with the same topics every day, and they make us all dumber. It's the same stuff over and over and over and over. And now one of the golden boys, the golden era of single topic terrible stuff that's really not really inconsequential. I mean, who's been less consequential than Tim Tebow who gets that much attention?
Johnny.
It's the only two. The only two I can think of who have been that inconsequential who got that much. And Tebow got way more than Johnny. Like, Tebow, as soon as he showed up in New York, it ruined, like, the Jets couldn't even have a team because everyone was around Tebow. And it wasn't Tebow's fault.
I think everyone.
Well, it kind of is. I disagree with that.
I think everyone who is a Texans fan is feeling pretty bad about the future should look to Jacksonville and go, okay, there's a guy who's not taking things all that seriously when you're signing. You should feel good about this happening because it means Urban Meyer is for play as opposed to, you know, being a football coach. I would feel good. Like, okay, Urban's over here playing games. Let's see what Tebow can do.
More out of touch, Urban Meyer or Tony La Russa?
La Russa. I mean, this...
Well, I don't know. He signed the racist Iowa strength coach.
Yeah,
and now he's signing Tim Tebow. I mean, and it's all about when you got Trevor Lawrence, you got Etienne. I mean, you got a football team that you should be talking about up and coming because you got a lot of exciting stuff going on there, and you're talking about this crap instead. I mean, this is
a little out of touch.
It is out of touch.
Even if you remove just the noise that'll be surrounding him when Tim Tebow walks into camp and guys asking questions, it just seems like, you know, the Urban Meyer who was the killer in college is like, hey, let's see how this works. I would feel pretty. I'd be like, look, if he's going to make decisions like this, this is good. This is good for all the other teams in the
worst
division.
Worst decision maker, Urban Meyer or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson.
Urban. Urban kept Zach Smith around for a bit. But yeah, Deshaun's the worst.
Yeah, no. Deshaun made 40 bad decisions.
Yeah,
I mean, this is two now.
A minimum of that many bad decisions.
Minimum.
We haven't even gotten into some of the throws.
So I disagree that it's not Tebow's fault. It is Tebow's fault. Because when he was in New York, you know, he's the third string quarterback. He's just coming in. He's trying to make a team. Every day the media just, and he's got all of these, and they're talking to him instead of talking to, was it Mark Sanchez at the time? Who was the, Sanchez.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Mark Sanchez is the starting quarterback, and they go to Tebow every day. You know what Tebow should have said? Guys, I'm the third string quarterback. Go talk to the starter. No, I'm not talking. Go talk to the starter because that's the guy. He's the guy that you guys should be talking to. So stop. So Tebow just can't, you know, he just kept, oh yeah. And then what do I think about Watergate? Let me tell you. What do I think about the Clintons? I'll tell you what guys, stay away from me. Go just talk to the starter. We just had practice. I didn't do anything. I'm the third stringer. So let's not talk to me today. So he absolutely had a part. He absolutely plays a role in this thing. And now we'll see every day if they're running to Tebow instead of Trevor Lawrence. On Tebow.
In Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
And you know what he should say? Guys, I'm the third string tight end.
It really is. Hey, guys, I'm just trying to fit in here. We'll see if he does that.
He won't.
I think Tebow likes it being about him. I heard from a guy who was in a gym with him working out, like as athletes. And he's like, Tebow is not as about it in the gym as you think. He's like, he likes to show up and take pictures and whatnot. He said, you know, he's naturally just a tremendous athlete, a physical specimen and all that stuff. But he said he's not exactly a grinder. He was in there when Tebow was a football player, and he said he's not a grinder in the gym like you would think. He's not one of those guys that really gets after it, which I found to be a little surprising, to be honest with you, because he's not, you know, he's a pretty strong guy. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if anything's happened. He's been a color commentator. He's been a baseball player. We've had to hear about Tim Tebow, the baseball player, forever. Is this his call-up? Is he a major leaguer now? No. Not even that great as a commentator, and he's not going to be a good tight end.
So
no one's gotten more. No, you know what he's most famous for? Probably the foreskin stuff.
Whoa!
Wow! The what stuff?
He trimmed people.
I thought it was, you know, winning the Heisman at national titles. National
but he also goes overseas and does
and snips those foreskin.
Okay. That's not true. Let me know.
It's not what he's most famous for.
Well,
though.
It kind of is.
What?
So we
forgot the Heisman.
We forgot.
Oh yeah, he lived at the Heisman House commercial. That's
we
right.
forgot to hear from LeBron because this is while Tebow is breaking news and the biggest story
about
this morning.
Tebow yet?
LeBron was the biggest story last night when he lost his eye. So here's LeBron.
He didn't lose his.
He who now is going to have a pirate patch on his eye for the rest of the playoffs.
That's not true.
Well, the first thing I did when KCP kicked it out, I looked at the shot clock. I saw it was had to get it up, at least get up on the rim. Second thing I saw was three rims, you know, from being poked in the eye on that previous possession when I drove to the hole and then in transition. So I just aimed for the middle one.
Did you know, y'all see that?
I practice enough. You know, I work on, you know, my game, and I was able to the man above, and through a lot of practice, I was able to drain it.
Well, he's doing it without a leg now, because when he went down with that ankle injury, his leg was shot off.
Yeah.
And he lost a leg. Then he was paralyzed in the game, and then he lost an eye. Mm-hmm. So, thankfully, still have LeBron. We have him with no eye. He's paralyzed without a leg.
It was a heroic effort.
He had to shoot at the middle one, okay? Because he was seeing three rims.
He was going
to
make sure he got it in there just in case y'all miss it.
I don't know if you saw. I know you might have not been watching the game, but I did get poked in the eye on that drive.
I may have played it off to where you didn't know.
Yeah. You know, when I was rolling on the ground, grabbing at my knee, and then it turns out actually my eyes really hurt more than anything else. I don't know if you saw all that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the more hyped games in the last... I don't know.
I don't know if you guys missed this, but I shot at a middle. Yeah, we saw.
Yeah,
all
we
of
saw
it.
All the game was on ESPN.
There's never been a bigger 7-8 matchup in history.
Yes, everyone saw it.
No, it really is the biggest 7-8.
It's the biggest 7-8 game that's ever been played.
Well, it's the only 7-8 game.
It is that too. But there'll never ever be a bigger one than that.
Yeah,
never.
I did appreciate a lot of people going, you know, who's not going to get fired? The play-in guy who thought of it, because it was everything the NBA wanted it to be.
I loved it. I think the play-in is I thought it was a great idea. It wouldn't have mattered what happened in any of these games. I love the idea. It keeps more teams invested. It keeps more fan bases invested. What's the worst thing that happens? And it creates drama. You know, it creates drama for teams that need to win and get in. Anytime you have a win and get in scenario, there's drama there. It's a great idea. And you know, of course, LeBron didn't like it because his team was going to have to – they fell so far, he was going to have to plant it. It's fantastic. The NBA doing some things like this, I think it's a good idea.
They just copied – listen, it's not like the NCAA tournament playing game, because that's 12 seeds and, you know, who gives a rat? It's Dayton. Different. Who cares? It's more like the baseball wild card, where you got one game, Keuchel goes to New York, beats the Yankees, and now you're in the playoffs. That's
it's not the same as soccer, but it has some soccer elements to it. And that's why Adam Silver has openly said he wants to emulate a lot of what international soccer does. One of them is...
Oh, relegate, then.
Yeah, well, it's not relegation, but if you win... It does have a lose and go home, win and get in element at the end of the year for teams either trying to get in Champions League or trying to stay above the relegation line. And so I think it's a really good idea. And it's really not a, you know, my kids were saying, why is it not just 7, 10, 8, and 11? You know what? Mm-mm. I thought the same thing. And 8 and 9. I thought the same thing. And then I realized it's kind of cool to see, okay, you're in automatically if you win the 7-8, but you're not in automatically if you're 9-10. That way it kind of eliminates the fluky 10 team getting in. They got to win twice.
Yeah.
You're going to have to win twice to get in and earn it. It's in the bet. I like it. I like what the NBA's doing.
Yeah, no, that's good. 729, 730 now on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Man, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we still haven't gotten to. Rockets, huge, huge. How about the Texans? The Texans have signed another huge name quarterback out of Florida. Okay, Tebow signed with the Jags. This may be even bigger with your Houston Texans. Bigger? Yeah, maybe. But right now, what we're talking about is what we got to talk about right now is GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf. And John Clay Wolf says, look, I'm going to give you more. And right now, I'm telling you, there is such a dearth of cars out there that you're getting top dollar. This is maybe the greatest time ever. The greatest time ever to sell your car. You are going to get more for your car right now than you ever could. It's unbelievable what we're getting for what you're getting for your car right now. So go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com, and get the most you can possibly get for your vehicle at GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf just pays more. He says, listen, if I can't beat CarMax, I will send you $100. If I can't beat your dealer, I'll send you $100. Give me a bona fide offer from those guys, and if I can't beat it, you get $100. So you want to sell your car? You have to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
My heart thumb, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing you remember won't be about some apples.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. How about our Houston Texans? I mean, if you thought, okay, so Deshaun posted an Instagram yesterday of him working out, which should excite Texans fans. See, Deshaun's staying in shape. I know Deshaun isn't going to be able to come. He's not coming to mini camps or OTAs or any of the workouts, the phase two, whatever it is, whatever they're called now. Deshaun is unavailable for those, but he's working out. So that's good news for the Texans, knowing that when all this stuff is all said and done and is all solved, Deshaun's going to be ready. He's going to be ready to play. And people really responded well to Deshaun. You know, he was wearing, I don't know, I don't want to say short shorts, but he was wearing smaller shorts than we're usually used to.
Well, that's what
to.
The style is now.
Yeah, it's getting more and more back to the shorter shorts. It's, yeah. I mean, and you can understand Deshaun because it's hot. You can understand Deshaun wanting to make sure that
it's not even that hot right now.
No, it is. It's
what are we going to deal with when it gets really hot?
It doesn't matter. I think most of these places where you get massages, I think most of them have air conditioning. But Deshaun gets hot now. So if he's getting hot in air conditioning and where he needs just a baby towel, you know, a diaper, that's all he needs. How hot is it when he's outside working out? I'm surprised he had any clothes on
at all.
Well,
maybe he just runs hot. He's a guy who maybe body temp said maybe a degree or two above the normal. So maybe we should take it and say he's overcoming things as opposed to making jokes about it.
Well, I'm not making any jokes about it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do you look? There are multiple film crews.
Maybe he has overheated athlete syndrome.
It's quite possible.
It could be.
There's a production team there, multiple people filming him. Do you think maybe at the back of their mind or at the forefront, they're like, this guy did do something, didn't he? Like, how are you around him and not thinking about that at all times?
No, you know what guys say is, man, Deshaun's got a little freak. Got a little freak nature in him.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, I mean,
a lot of athletes do. It's not. No, I think a lot of guys are saying.
Whatever.
Honestly, I think a lot of people.
Instagram girls that they just want it, you know. Right?
Look, I'd be like, tell me what happened. Just come on. let's not pretend like this isn't on everyone's mind.
I'm not going to judge you.
Just tell me
some stories.
Yeah. Let me know.
Nah, I thought about that too, and there's just. I doubt he even wants to talk about it with his buddies.
Of course
not. I bet
his
buddies don't want to hear it.
Well, but I think the Texans might be planning for life without him because yesterday they signed Jeff Driscoll.
That nothing says life without Deshaun like Jeff Driscoll.
Right. So if, you know, I mean, are you not set now? You, I mean, you drafted your first draft pick with Davis Mills.
How many quarterbacks do you have, John?
Four.
You got Davis Mills, Ryan Finley.
Yep.
You got Tyrod Taylor.
All
new. Now you got Jeff Driscoll.
All brand new.
And all four of those make a. I mean, are four of those guys not greater than Deshaun Watson? Yes, I think so.
How? What math are you using?
Well, okay, let's say all four of them.
Okay.
If you combine their
stats,
mm-hmm. their passing yards in college,
okay,
and the pros,
sure,
they're gonna be more yards than Deshaun.
Do you think all four of them combined? Well, I guess Tyrod would be taking most of that as far as. Wins, so I think they probably have more wins combined than Deshaun because of Tyrod.
Thank you.
So that's the math you're doing.
Right.
Yeah, so all four of them combined, greater than Deshaun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Okay, Tyrod Taylor has 24 total wins in his career. So it's closer than I would have thought because Jeff Driscoll, Ryan Finley, and who's the other one?
And Davis Mills.
Davis Mills has none in the pros.
Well, I said college.
We're not
and
using.
Pros.
I'm talking about total NFL wins combined.
Ooh,
higher?
Deshaun has more.
You sure?
Well, he did win. He won three his first year, 3-3,
mm-hmm.
And then his, yeah, he's been to the playoffs. He only picked up 4 this year, so that's 7. The other 2 years combined, what did he have?
I'll give you, he had 10.
Okay.
And that's 11.
17?
So yeah, he's at 28.
So how many does Jeff Driscoll have?
well,
here we go.
Okay, we need
4 out of Driscoll.
I told
and
you it's closer.
Well, now Finley won 1 here.
He beat the Texans.
Yeah.
Driscoll is 1-8.
Okay, so there's 25. And we need 3.
There's no way Ryan Finley has 3
this
wins.
Exercise.
Because what else are we going to do? Man. Ryan Finley has 1.
26.
So
Deshaun has more. 2. But I said we're combining college and pro.
Okay, then Deshaun. Well, Deshaun made a national two national title games.
Ooh.
So
but Driscoll played at Florida.
Yeah, but he didn't play well at Florida. That's why he had to transfer. He might have won.
Terrell Taylor. How many did he win at Virginia Tech?
I don't. That's not fun anymore. It was fun for the pros.
Well, they lose. Yeah. They lose that one.
But just barely.
Yeah. So, anyway, sign Jeff Driscoll. But we really, everybody get out there and buy those tickets now. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get your tickets now.
They don't have to do that. Cal told us things are going well.
Things are going great. No. We feel great about Bo Cully and everything that's going on here. And not only that, but how about our Rockets? You think, are they the biggest allies in the city, though?
Well, tell them why you're asking that question, John.
Gretchen Shear has been promoted to lead business operations and replace Tad Brown. We all assumed that it was going to be Tillman's son, right?
Yeah, but then I heard he wants to be on the basketball side.
Oh, yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
Make him pick someone.
Well, good. Good for him.
Yeah, kind of the Jerry Jones model. Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones. So you got Tillman Jones.
Well, Rafael is the GM.
Patrick.
Rafael's the GM. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's in charge of basketball operations.
Maybe he's grooming. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've heard Patrick wants to be on the basketball side.
Well, that's okay. He's got, okay.
Is it?
So is, are the
That's
Rockets
okay.
Why is that okay?
Somebody's son who just parties with Travis Scott is somehow basketball.
Why is it
that's
better?
Fine. He's earned it. He's got skins on the wall in terms. He's put the time in to be a personnel exec.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. And what?
And what?
Are you
what?
Supposed
that's
to
just
be
nepotism.
In?
That's not real basketball.
Yes, it is. I mean,
how?
You don't know his you aren't behind the scenes with him.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, you don't know how
what
much
do you think
basketball
he's done?
Knowledge
how much
he's got.
Scouting
he's been watching
he's got.
Basketball for years.
So what? I've been watching football for years. I have no business being a GM anywhere.
Well,
and I even put in a bunch of time doing football-y type evaluation stuff, and I have no business.
We're trying to make it so the Rockets are allies. And
you
what's
can
he
be
doing?
An ally.
What's
well,
he doing?
If you
he's
stick
hating.
With the initial story, that's great. But when you say it's fine that Tillman's son's going to be on the basketball side, that seems like a bad thing.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it doesn't seem optimal.
Well, how about,
and what's he
what
gonna,
about Gretchen?
Well, you should have
over here going.
Well, that's good.
About
then
Patrick
stick to
today.
Gretchen.
I'm the new
you know
boss
what?
Here.
Just shut up and dribble.
Ooh, whoa. Shut up and
you.
Post the
I'm
show.
Telling you two, shut up and dribble this story about Gretchen. Don't bring up more.
You're the one
bad.
That brought up Patrick.
Yeah,
not
I said
me.
He wants to be on the basketball side. You said, yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's good. He's probably
no,
knows a lot
I'm
of basketball.
Talking about okay. I mean, this is big news here. And you're just
it's
you're,
good.
You're belittling
yeah, I don't,
it.
I don't know
with
her.
Your hatred.
No, I don't know her.
I don't know her either. But
seems
she appears
good.
To be a woman.
Seemed everything seems.
I'm
good
not
going to
assume anything.
That's good. Nice of
What's
you.
Her
good
background?
Of you to not assume.
What's her background?
I'm pretty sure it's in business or something.
Something.
Has she worked with the Rockets previously?
Yeah, she was promoted. Yes.
Yeah, she was promoted from within. She's been part of the Houston Rockets success for 2 decades. Meet the team, Lance.
That's good.
Meet the team.
It's good thing you're reading it right now.
She was promoted.
Dell already knew.
She was promoted from chief operating officer to president of business operations.
Thank you. Good night. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, now we got allies here in the city. You have the Texans. Oh no, they got Jack Easterby. One fish, two fish. Okay.
They're getting rid of Deshaun.
The Astros? No, they're not all about the movement. The Rockets are. Thank you.
Okay.
So cool. What's Tillman's son's name again?
Patrick.
Patrick. Is Patrick going to get a basketball title? Is that what's going to happen?
Like 100%.
What's he going to be?
Basketball operations.
That's not about real basketball stuff, though. That's like what's getting the trips in line and making sure everyone has what they need for travel.
You know, whatever you want. No, that's the trip guy.
I will say, if you pay $2 billion, you can probably just put your son.
Yeah.
But I mean, sure it's not going to make for...
I'm sure you'd give Snacks a job.
The city would think that I'm completely incompetent as an owner if I'm giving all my kids jobs, but okay. Right. I don't see a lot to get excited about with the Rockets right now anyway, so...
Well...
I mean, they're literally at their worst possible place that I've seen them in several decades.
Well, we are a month and 2 days away from...
They're the worst I've seen...
From them turning this franchise
around. They're the worst I've seen since 82.
Yeah.
Since I was a youngster.
Well,
if
you don't count their 11-10 start, or 10-11, whatever it was. What are they, 11-10?
I think. Yeah, they were 11-10. They had a...
Ever since then, it's the worst in NBA history.
No.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
54 and 44, yeah. Or whatever they were. For whatever they were.
They won.
Five.
They got to five.
They got to five with the win over the Clippers.
I legitimately,
five wins since then.
This is, as a kid, waiting for Ralph Sampson to come in. That Rocket team was an atrocity. This is where we are now. And I think this team's worse, actually, than that team.
Yeah.
At least that had one of the Jones brothers. I think they had Caldwell Jones or something. This team is even worse. Like, this team is waiting for Ralph Sampson bad, and that was a long ass time ago.
The Rockets won 17, so they won six. They went 6-45. From 11-10, yes, 6-45.
Yeah, that's all time bad.
They had what was the losing streak? How deep
20,
did it get?
Wasn't it?
It did get to 20.
Which is all time bad. Yeah.
Well, no, there's worse. It's all time Rockets bad.
Yeah.
I want to say like 24-25 was the all time worst. Because I remember they were on a list, and I was like, I think they can do this. And they accidentally pulled off a win. Listen, I wanted them to be bad. This is part of the plan, and that's fine. I'm just saying, this team has very little to cheer for.
No,
in
this
terms
is
of
the worst ever.
Yeah.
It's tied for the worst
and
ever.
And it's as bad. Well, there's 10 fewer.
The longest losing streak in the NBA is 26.
Yeah.
The Sixers and the Cavs both did it. Uh-huh.
Oh, I've got...
The Rockets became the eighth team to lose 20 consecutive. So they're amongst the greatest.
Yeah. They've got
26 to Sixers, yeah. Yeah, so, well, this is, again, we're talking all-time
terrible. It's the worst Rockets team I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how bad they are. And there's nothing to get excited
about.
Didn't
that team have Allen Level and so
on?
Yeah.
I mean that team was better.
Yeah.
The 1982 Rockets were better in terms of... But, you know, Lewis Lloyd came in at the same time that Ralph did, and Lou ended up being a pretty good player. John Lucas came in. They rebuilt it very quickly. They had dreamed the year after that. But Ralph was the number one pick. Ain't no Ralph Sampson's in this draft.
You're not even guaranteed to get the pick. So
guaranteed to get the pick. You were then, and then the next year, Dream, you were guaranteed in both years because of your record.
Right. And 81, they were in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. 80, 81. Yeah. 82.
And then they were in 82. This is not unlike that in that just a couple of years ago, they won 65 games.
So it's the 82-83 Rockets.
Yeah, right. 83.
82-83
Rockets. When they got Dream.
That team was 14-68. What is this team?
17-55.
Yeah. That team was even worse.
Mm. All right.
Allen Level, Caldwell Jones, yeah. Elvin Hayes.
No, that's not
Joe Bryant, Kobe's dad.
Yeah.
Jelly Bean was on there. James Bailey.
That
Terry Teagle, Calvin Murphy.
Yeah.
That team was way better.
Mm-hmm. Way better than this team. All right. 745 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Lance, why don't you tell us a little bit something about Craig Desir?
We will do that. When we come back, we're going to get back to your Houston Astros. We also have a basketball guest we'll tell you about. But I want to talk about a car selling guest. He's not on the line right now, but Craig DeSerf has been a close friend of mine. He's a guy that it's more than just business with Craig. He's one of those guys that has tremendous energy. You immediately don't get any kind of a car salesman vibe from him at all. And when I say that, when I say car salesman vibe, that's really working off of old narratives and, you know, when you want to use a little hyperbole about how a person may act, or you want to, you know, try to put them into a little label. The fact is, the car salesman out in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they're completely different than whatever you might be thinking a car salesman is. They're simply there to answer questions, to try to find the most money they can from dealer incentives to help get you the lowest price possible. They just want to sell cars. And if dropping the prices low and giving you a higher trade-in value is going to do it. That's great. They want you to be happy. They want you to tell your friends, your family members. They want you to get your second, third, fourth vehicles from their location. So they go out of their way to make sure that you're happy. This is not about them trying to squeeze you or trying to hustle you. It never has been and never will be with Craig DeCerf and his entire staff. They have very little turnover because everyone loves working there. And it's going to make its way to you in terms of the car buying experience. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC has Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs, obviously, with a variety of programs available for you with lease or purchase. Go to LanceZCars.com to start your car buying experience.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 750 ESPN 97.5. Oh, look at Rory Putton. Oh, and he knocked it down. Oh,
that's from last year.
Oh, he's one over. Damn.
Yeah, it's from last year.
Oh, nice. I picked him. You suck, Rory. Never mind. So we're off. We are off, everybody. It is on. Ricky's one under. Look at this. Zach Johnson knocking down putts. What? Yeah, are you guys excited? Are you guys going to, where are you going to watch Astros and?
I figured I'd go to West Texas.
You're going to West Texas to watch the PGA and the Astros?
Yeah, I figured I'd go somewhere to West Texas so I could get my, I hesitate to even tell you that there was a PGA matchup. Like they have a matchup. There's a website that I can look at that they have different matchups, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's one of the matchups. And once again, I'm not happy that this is the matchup, but I just have to tell you what it is. It's for the tournament. It's who's going to be better in the tournament. You know what one of them they have is? Oh, no, they're already off. So it was Hideki
Matsuyama
versus Kawakama or whatever.
It was.
Who's the other best Asian golfer?
Morikawa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those two, they matched them up.
Oh, they did.
Felt
that's a little
forced.
Yeah, that's a little. Not sure we should have done that.
No, well, it's real.
I know it's real.
Yeah,
no,
they really did that.
Would have been nice.
The second guy you said was like a 135 favorite.
Yeah. Well, he's young. He's the defending PGA champ. But Matsuyama just won the Masters, so you know. I mean, that's nice. But, so all of that is going on right now. We're watching it, ESPN live. So if you're going to get your updates here. And is that a good promo? Is that a way to tell people that
they'll get live updates on the radio of a golf tournament?
Yeah. Yes. That we're always going to keep you informed. Oh, you don't think it's a major? Thank you. Good night.
Tell people it's a major for them to know. I'm not sure all that many people are
PGA Championship. Everybody knows that though.
It's on. Let me turn that on and turn off the radio.
Justin Thomas, if he plays well this week, we're cashing checks. 713-780-3776. Let's get John in here. Let's talk about NBA play-in games. What do you say, John?
Yeah, the play-in, the wonderful play-in. You know, it reminds me of the game shows where they had the final round is worth like 10 points more than all the other rounds, so it makes all the other rounds useless. Okay, they already have a playoff game or a play-in. It's called the season. I don't understand this play-in. Is just ridiculous.
Do you like the wild card either in baseball?
I want to hear why Lance thinks this is a great idea.
Why
he likes it?
I think it adds. Here's why: you got a season, and don't hang up. You have a season that doesn't typically warrant a lot of excitement, an 82-game season, typically 82, this year 72. People aren't as excited about the first 4 months of the season, frankly, once you get past that big Christmas day is kind of a lull until the playoffs roll around. I think this is a good way. It's the same rationale that baseball added another playoff spot, a wild card spot, because they want to keep more fan bases excited about the season longer. And I think that's the same thing with basketball. All you're doing, basically, it doesn't have any impact. It's not like you have a chance of knocking out a one seed or a two seed with a fluky 9 or 10 seed. You're basically just saying, look, if you're at the back end, and we have seen this several times over the last few years, where there's just there's a single game that has separated the 7 seed from a 10 seed. This basically gives more teams incentive to keep playing harder and keep playing to win later in the season instead of checking out. So that's why I don't think it has any impact on the 1 or 2 seeds. It doesn't have any impact on the integrity of this regular season. All you're doing is the same thing baseball did by adding another wild card spot. It gives more fan bases a chance to watch and tune in and be excited. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, John?
Yeah. Well, am I back on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, here's my point though. You're putting it all on one game. It's just like the guy on second with baseball. You play 9 innings, and then you put a guy on second, say, just get a hit, and the game's over.
It's not on one game.
Play all
but it's double elimination for the higher seeded team.
The 7A seed is not one game.
But if you lose, it's one game.
No, it's not. Because Golden State is playing again. Yeah. I don't know if you heard.
They still have the advantage.
The only teams who have the single elimination, you're done and you're out, are the 9-10 who wouldn't have made
so
the playoffs
even
anyway.
Give an advantage that's to what the I'm 7
talking
and 8.
About. That's what I'm talking about. Well, okay. That's correct. That's fine then. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Thanks for the call. It's nothing.
No, he just wants a pitch.
It's really nothing.
Apparently, he doesn't like the wild card game either in baseball then. I mean, we're going to be.
That is single elimination.
Legitimately is nothing to get upset about. You have not.
Why?
Reasons I like it.
It bothers John.
No, one of the reasons I like it is that fundamentally you still have an advantage if you're 7-8.
John is living a great life because if this is what bothers you.
Yeah, this is really nothing to get worked up about. It doesn't fundamentally change the integrity of the season.
It was fun, too. It was a game that meant something.
You know what
you know,
I don't
because
love?
It does, because there are so many games in the NBA that don't mean a thing.
They don't mean anything, and this one does. And like I said, you still have an advantage if you're 7 or 8. You were better. For 82 games, 72 this year, but it's going to be 82. You're better for 82. You get an advantage.
Yeah.
You don't get in automatically, but we're giving you an advantage.
Yeah.
Not only are you going to get a home court advantage, but you're also going to get the advantage of having double elimination in case you lose. And I'll tell you now, I think Memphis will get beat by Golden State, and I don't think Golden State's going to be a fun matchup.
For Utah.
I mean, it's kind of a nightmare. You have our friend texted this too. I mean, you have a team that will play some defense and has a red-hot Steph Curry. That's not going to be a fun look for Utah, especially a team that can play small and kind of take Rudy Gobert out of the game. It's not going to be a fun matchup. So if they win, but they've got to prove it and win. This is really, once again, it doesn't bother the integrity. I'm more about only 4 in the NCAA tournament. I'll fight you on that. I mean, the college basketball – the football playoff championships. I'm a believer in the fact that this doesn't trivialize your regular season. It forces you to schedule harder and all that. In basketball, it's no different. I just look at it as it's the same thing as adding an additional playoff spot in baseball.
I would disagree with that, but you and I would like 8 teams, and I would like a conference champion. I think it would add more credibility to the regular season if every game that I played in the Pac, listen, if I'm in the Pac-12, I don't have a shot to get to the
champ. Every year I see slappies at the number 8 relative to the top 3.
Yeah.
Guys who really don't even belong in the
season. You never know in one game you could win a game. You never know.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Does 1 through whatever, I don't know, was it 16 in the FCS? Now we're not locked in, but does anyone think that diminishes their season in playoffs?
None of us care.
No.
Well, I'm for the people who do care.
I mean, where was Sam? By the way, we haven't even mentioned Sam Houston.
Sam was like, I think they went undefeated. Obviously, we're not interested.
But they weren't
interested.
The top seed.
I don't remember. Maybe they were 2,
but
they were undefeated.
No, San Diego State was top seed.
South Dakota State.
They beat South Dakota State. They beat the top seed.
Yeah, I don't.
No, that was good.
For people who love
and it's a 16-team playoff.
For people who love the FCS, I don't think they would say, oh, there's so many teams, it diminishes their turn.
Well, this is a whole separate conversation. I just... Anything that involves playing more games is going to be heavily scrutinized, and I think potentially cause problems.
And here's what happened. The Lakers advanced. They were the 7th seed.
The Celtics advanced.
They were the 7th seed. How is this in any way, shape, or form hurt the integrity? Now Golden State's got to fight their way in.
But they have a home game.
But, yeah, they get at home, and they get a team that they just beat last week. So they're going to play. And you know what? That's going to be a good game.
That's a one-game matchup, and they're – Yeah.
So
it's
far,
John Morant versus Steph Curry. Yeah. I mean, what's bad about
that? And so far, there hasn't been.
And those two teams are so close, by the way, that they had the last game of the season decided who was going to be the eighth seed.
So that added some importance to it as well.
Yeah.
So I don't. Has the higher seed hasn't lost a game, right?
No.
There hasn't been an upset.
No, right?
Yeah, the Celtics, Memphis, Indiana, all the favorites have won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Lakers didn't cover, but Lakers won.
But you know, it does hurt the integrity of the game. I guess
you've made it a point. A particular caller doesn't seem to like sports that much.
No, he hates everything about sports. He hates everything about it.
Well, I think change.
No, he just, yeah. Well, I guess he wants to go back to...
I mean, that's change. But he also said he didn't...
Don't we want to go back to the 70s, the 60s, and the 70s?
In what ways?
But that's when life was good in America.
Well, but I think John...
Depending
I think John
on what
for everybody.
Sure. But John also admitted... He also admitted it. He didn't know... He didn't realize that you're winning, you're in, you lose, and you're not out. Because that would be stupid if that were the case and you had set, then it would make no sense to play 7-8.
Well, that's what baseball is. You win, you're in, you're out, you lose.
But they don't play
7-8. Yeah, they do. They play four and five.
No, but they don't have a play-in tournament.
Yes, they do. One game. It's called the wild card.
Well, you know, but you have a wild card, but you're not asking. It's not the same setup as basketball.
It's the same thing. No, it's not the same setup. It's almost the same thing. You play one game to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it wouldn't make any sense if you said, okay, here's the four teams. Now we're going to play the two highest seeds against each other, and the loser's out, and then we'll play the two lower seeds.
Don't be surprised if they don't do that soon.
Why would you do that?
To get more teams involved. They just added a playoff
team. No. But in basketball...
Football just added a playoff
team. But it's two... No, I don't think you're missing my point. It's the reason it's not a bad deal is because it's a win and end scenario for one, but the other one team's still alive. It's not a losing, you're out.
Okay.
In the most games you can play is two.
Right.
That's the most.
In that instance, it's very much like the wild card in that you have to win a game to get into the playoffs.
I don't have a problem with that.
It
would have been stupid, though,
if
you asked the top two seeds out of the four to play each other. That wouldn't have made sense. You clearly would go 7-10, 8-9
in single
scenario.
Elimination.
Right, right. 801 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved. It's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.